Let's go. Parsha Shoftim, one of the parashas are always are read during Elul. Parsha Shoftim, Kiseitse, Mochom Alevecho, make a Mochom the Yitzahara, Kisovoy, when you come in close to Rabbeinu Shalom, and Sovim is a parasha of Tshuva, Sovim Ayelech, the parasha of Arvus. But let's focus on Parsha Shoftim. There's a few very, very interesting Yemudim that is taught on basic. As a basic hakdama to the parasha, Shoftim v'shoitrim titzein l'cho b'chol sharecho. Shoftim v'shoitrim titzein l'cho b'chol sharecho. You should place for yourself shoftim, which are judges, shoitrim, and a Rashi says haredim esa omachem mitzvosom, lack of a better word, a police force. Titzein l'cho b'chol sharecho. You should place it in all your sha'arim, asher Hashem lekechal nisim l'chol lishvatecho. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you for your Shvatim, v'shoftu esa'om mishpat tzedek. As the Svasemes, what is Peshat Shoftim v'shoitrim titein l'cho? Just say Shoftim v'shoitrim titein. What's titein l'cho? Give for yourself. B'chol shorecho. What's titein l'cho? Or Shoftim v'shoitrim esa'o lecho. Make upon yourself. What's titein l'cho? Give l'cho for yourself. What's Peshat in that? L'chol tivoscha, very nice. Okay, so let's add that in. If l'chol is the tivoscha, what's shayfetim shaytitim l'chol? Prefer to be without a shayfet than a shayter. So the Svasema says, which is a vort, which a very, very well known vort. By the way, the Rechaim HaKadosh also asks why they say shayfetim shaytitim l'chol. So he learns that l'chol means alecha upon you. But if that's b'shat, say alecha. So this Svasema says, shayfetim shaytitim l'chol. If you want to give yourself anything, if you want to create a lecha inside you, if you want to come to Rosh Hashanah with epis, coming to Rebbeinu Shalom with a lecha, with something, make sure you have shoftim v'shoitrim. Make sure everything you do in life is done as a shofet. In other words, you use your seichel to evaluate carefully whether this is right, whether this is wrong, whether this is correct, whether this is incorrect, and be able to identify Ratzon Hashem in every single thing one does. Weigh it up and make sure what you're doing is correct. Don't take anything for granted. However, he said there are certain times where the intellect of a person does not give him the direction he should take. He doesn't understand. I don't understand what I should be doing in this case. I don't understand why the Torah tells me that I have to do this. Why the Torah told me I've got to daven? Why? It's a waste of time. I can stay in bed longer. I can that way I'll be fresher for learning. What's it? Why daven? So therefore, in that case, if I did it as a shofet and I start evaluating one thing against the other, then lemaisa, I'll come to the wrong conclusion. Says the Svas Emes, in that case, shoitrim titin l'chol. In that case, if you want the l'chol to have some kind of form, make it as a shoiter, not a shoiter with a hey, shoiter with a resh. In other words, use it as a police force over you. You know, if you're driving down the street and the police says to you, sorry, you can't turn left. So the Israeli thing is to start negotiating with him. Or the South African thing was we give him a couple of hundred rand. But the shaytan means, he said he can't turn left. Sa, Allah, drive on. Why? I have to explain to you something. The Torah says that's what you should do, that's it. So sometimes it's shayfet, sometimes you have to identify, sometimes you have to evaluate for yourself. And sometimes you know what the Torah says, you don't understand it. Shayter, so take it as a police force. They're telling you to do it, I have to follow. Titein l'cho. Titein l'cho means that is how you're going to create, give yourself some things, give yourself some kind of basis, some kind of being when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. B'chol sharecho, again, this is well known from the Sifrei Chassidus, b'chol sharecho is in every opening, on all the sha'arim of the guf a person has, his eyes, his ears, everything a person does, his mouth, he should have a shofet v'shoiter, he should first identify the emes. And a shoiter means make sure he follows through with what he's doing when it comes to every single thing he listens to, what he talks, what he sees. There's a story once that Tamid Baal Shem was sent by the Baal Shem to go to a little village. And they come to a little village, and there's an innkeeper there. And they thought it's Amoritz. And they start questioning him about, is it Chodosh? Is it Glat? Is it Orla? Who knows? All. And the guy answered, and the Chassidim start murmuring, Manshallah, Amoritz, what does this guy know? So his fellow turns around and says to them, if you're as careful what goes into your mouth as goes out of your mouth, you'd be a lot better stage. So they understood why the Baal Shem sent them to that town. People are so careful with this Heksher and that Heksher, but when you talk about Heksherim, the Lashon Hara and Nivul Peh that talks about the Heksherim, when those Heksherim are perfectly fine, is a one-way journey. It's got to be Titan V'chol Sherecha. Gate open, allows people in, lets people out. You've got to be very careful V'chol Sherecha. Ramosha carries on. Ramosha Feinstein uses the same Hakdoma to Shoftim V'Shoftim, it carries on. And he says, the next pasuk says, Le'satim Mishpot, Le'sakir Ponim. Moth Peshat, don't deviate from the Mishpot, don't be Sakir Ponim. What Sakir Ponim means? Do not show favor when it comes to Mishpot. Do not show favor to one person over the other. You know, if there's a halacha, that if a Talmud Chochem comes in to Beis Din, as one of the Bali Din, you're not allowed to show him any more cover than the other person. If two people come in, this is also a different drush, but in Beis Din there's a halacha, that if one person comes and dressed very, very well, and one person dressed very shabbily, then naturally a person will be drawn to reach the conclusion one way or the other. Either you want to have rachmanis on this poor guy, or you want to finally show this rich man who's in charge, right? So halacha is you've got to either dress up the poor guy or dress down the rich guy, right? That's where dealing with the Yetzer Hara. Either you dress up the Yetzer Tov or you pull down the Yetzer Hara. But le'sakir ponim means you're not allowed to show favor one over the other. Says Ramesha, le'sakir ponim is referring to le'shoftim v'shoftim titan l'chot. This shefet, this judge, they're making it over yourself. This shoter, they're making it over yourself. Le'sakir ponim. Don't show favor to yourself. What does that mean? What it means is, sometimes a person thinks that they've made it. They've reached their conclusion. They know they're Talmud Chochem. They've got a Midas in check. You know, I know what to do. Thank you very much. I don't have to ask Das Torah. I know where to go. I know how to run my life. I've been in yeshiva for a few years. I've been from for a couple of years. I know everything. Right? Says Ramesha, no. Le'satip mishpot. Don't deviate. Why? Because le'satip on him. Don't give yourself hakoras ponim. Don't show yourself. Don't give yourself favor. V'le'sikach sheichat. And don't take bribes. You will see later on in the parasha what that means. It means that a person is able to change the whole outlook of life because he has an agenda. We'll get to that later on. Says Rav Moshe, with all this in mind, how should a person run their life? If a person is going to be a shefet and a shoter and has got the problems of being makir ponim to himself and shoicha to himself, well, how should he do it? Tzedek, tzedek tirdoif. Run after tzedek. Run after Talmidei Chachamim. Run after Das Torah. Speak to Talmidei Chachamim. Ask if what you're doing is correct. Because if a person goes on their own merry way, and a person knows, or thinks he knows a derech without asking, this person is bound to fall. Because he has shoichat, he has an agenda, he is not objective. This person has a sakir ponim, he wants to look after himself rather than somebody else. Go and ask shailus. How many shaylas are asked when the other person owes you money? Maybe our shaylas, do I owe this person money? And this is a tzedek tzedek tirdoi. Rashi says, Lishvotecho, on the first pasuk, Lishvotecho, Melameid shemeshivin dayonin l'chol shevet v'shevet u'bekol ir v'ir. In other words, you've got to make a dayonim of every shevet and every town. Explains the Mephoshim of Rashi. What does that mean? Pshat is as follows. Let's say in one town, we have two Shevatim in that town. Reuven and Shimon live. Shevet Reuven and Shevet Shimon both live in Bet Shemesh. Says Rashi, learn from this Pasuk, that you've got to make a separate Beis Din for each Shevet. There's a Reuven Beis Din and a Shevet Shimon Beis Din. A Shevet Reuven can't go to Shevet Shimon, a Shevet Shimon can't come to Shevet Reuven. They've got to have their own Beis Din. Every shevet got to have his own Beis Din. Not only that, he says, what happens if every town, you have one shevet in a few towns, let's say your shevet Reuven has spread over four cities, then every single city that shevet Reuven is in needs its own Beis Din. Why? Why can't you go to the Beis Din which is in a different city? Why can't I go to a Beis Din in a different shevet? Why does each shevet need its own Beis Din and every city needs its own Beis Din? Why? What's the idea behind that? So the Rebbe Chaim Kaufman used to say like this. He said sometimes you very often hear the concept of, you know, when I was back in America, we did this and this. For example, I'll throw it as an example. For example, you know, In Eretz Yisrael, you have all different kinds of confectionery, and it's cholavakum. Right? It's cholavakum. OU dairy. Cholavakum. So people come to Eretz Yisrael. Again, I'm not passing in a halacha, but I'm just giving an example. Some people say, listen, when I lived in Baltimore, or I lived in Miami, or I lived here, I lived there, I use, Ramesha said, it's mutter. Ramesha was matir, cholav nochri. And even I asked my Rav there, my Rav said, it's fine. Yeah, we're not living in America anymore. You're living in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is not noyheg to eat cholav nochri. I appear halacha and everything else, you could bring rice and everything. And a chanama. The same milk that was used in America is used over here. And there's no reason to think that it's any worse, the milk. But every city has its own halachas. You go to a different place, different things are expected from you. You know, certain places you walk around. You know, I was always amazed. I went to Miami once and I saw the policeman walking around in shorts, short trousers. Right? The short trousers. Can you imagine this guy in short trousers would ever do patrol Canary Wharf in London? They'll throw him in the Thames. No respect for such a guy. Right? Or vice versa. This guy coming with his jacket and his tie and his trousers, you know, his trousers and his big round hat, walks around, the thing is Purim. Right? They're both doing the same job, more or less. Right? They're both working for the same thing, but each city has its own way of thinking. Has its own mode of operandi. That's the way it works. And therefore, therefore Pshat is, even if you have a Shevet, even if you have one Shevet over a few cities, the base then of your Shevet in city A cannot pass from what should be in base in the city B. There's a different way of life there. There's a different way one operates. A Ben Torah in a certain place has to dress differently to Ben Torah in a different place. That's the way it is. And therefore you can't ask your Shailas to a different city. So there's some people who ask Rabbanim. Some people don't have a Rav. Or some people have a Rav who's died a few hundred years ago. Right? But there's certain Rabbanim, people ask the Shailas to a Rav who is in a different country. And very often the Shaila is relevant, but sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you've got to find out in this place what the halacha is.
But isn't
it? How are we knowing over here?
Din is a base then. It's not necessarily a Rav. This is din
according I'm to talking about. No, but there's certain elements over here of what's mukubal even in dinim ominous. What's mukubal in dinim ominous? And not dafkin based in. It could be dinim of yichud. Example: are you allowed to use an elevator, a lift, if share it with a woman inside the same lift? There's some places, I've heard it's mutter. It's not yichud there. There's certain places where such a thing is completely off limits. You know, no way. It makes a woman feel very comfortable. So what sort of thing to do? You should not do it. Is anything halacha? If you go and ask in London or New York, that such a thing is mutter, of course it's mutter. You go and ask in Mattersdorf, you go and ask in Meisha Orim, or Esos Torah. No, one doesn't do that. There's one thing. So too. In the same city, two shvatim. So here you have the same city, but I need a different basin to each shevet. The pshat is that each shevet has its own tachlis in life. You have Bnei Torah who have one derech. You have balabatim have their own derech. And a ben Torah should not behave like a balabos, and balabos sometimes should not behave like a ben Torah. There's different things each one should be doing. You should know what's your tachlis. Am I a zivulin? Am I a sochel? Don't compare yourself to other people. If a ben Torah learns 3 hours a day, it's disgusting. For Balabas on 3 hours a day, it's fantastic sometimes. So how can a Socher ask his Shaila to his Zvulun Basin, Zvulun ask his Shaila to his Socher Basin? You can't. You've got to know that each Shevet has its own dinim, each city has its own rules, and if you've got to ask Tzedek Tzedek Tiridov to those people, and you have to ask your Shailas. Not only that, the Pasuk says later on, Pasuk Yud-Zayin, Perek Yud-Zayin, Pasuk Yud-Zayin. The Pasuk talks about making a melech over Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, "V'lo yirbu lo noshim, v'lo yosi levavoy." You shouldn't have too many wives. You shouldn't have too much kesef. Kesef v'zob lo yarbu lo moed. And then it says later on in Pasuk Yutes. You should write Vakosolais Mishnah HaTorah Hazois. I'll say if you should write a Sefer Torah. Vahoisa imoy Vakoraboy Kolimei Chayov. And you should be with him and you should read from it all his life. Leman Yilmad in order, translate, leman yilmad, in order that he shall learn, in a future tense, yeah, leyira es Hashem, to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elokov, lishma es kol divrei ha-Torah ha-Zois, to keep the Torah, ve'es ha-chukim ha-eil la-Soisom, and to keep this chukim. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about a melech who was chosen by a Novi, usually. We're talking about a melech who was somebody who is roi to lead Klal Yisrael. He's not an Amoritz. He's not a Rasha. Look at the melochim we had. Look at Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech. The Pasuk says he has to have a Sefer Torah. Leman Yilmad LeYira, that in order to learn how to have Yerushalayim. Well, it's not Yerushalayim till now. He's a Yerushalayim till now. Start learning how to be Yerushalayim. What's Peshat? So the Rav Shimon Schwab says that we say in B'varach Machidish, Chaim Sheyira Shemayim V'Yiras Chet. Okay, so ready to ask for Yiras Shemayim V'Yiras Chet. Chaim Shel Oishev V'Chavod. And then again it says Chaim Shel Avas Torah V'Yiras Shemayim. So he says, why do we say twice Yiras Shemayim? Chaim Sheyira Shemayim V'Yiras Chet. And then again it says Chaim Shel Avas Torah V'Yiras Shemayim. So he says he cannot compare the Yerushalayim you have before you ask for Oishev HaChavod and the Yerushalayim you have after you ask for Oishev HaChavod. You can't compare. He says one Yerushalayim before you have wealth and power. Now you've asked for Oishev HaChavod, now you need a whole new level of Yerushalayim. A Melech, he's had Yerushalayim till now, otherwise he would not be chosen to be a Melech. But once you reach a new stage of life, once you reach a new position of power, you have to start learning a whole new set of Yerushalayim. You have to know that you're in a whole different level. A person who reaches a position of being a father is a completely different person to a person who's reached before he's a father. The Pasuk says that in the beginning of the Torah, they lived X amount of years, and they had Bonim Abonos, and he lived this and this amount of years after he gave birth to Bonim Abonos. So Mephoshim asked, why didn't he just say he lived X amount of years and he had Bonim Abonos? Yeah, he lived 930 years. So he said, no, it's apples and oranges. There's a certain lifetime, a certain nisyonos, a certain potential a person can reach before he has children, and that's counted as one amount. And there's a whole new Torah you have after you have children. It's a whole new amount. And if you can't add two together, it's two different, complete different masses here. And therefore says, so that's Bishas of Shimon Schwab. A melech has got to have Yerushalayim before he starts. But once he starts, there's a whole new Yerushalayim he has to learn. The Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos, Al-Tov L'Rishus, he says, Kevin Shenismana Odom Parnas Ala Tzibul Melamato, as soon as a person becomes a Parnas and Tzibul down below, Nase Rosha Melamala. He is automatically a Rosha unless he works on himself. What's the expression? Power?
Power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the way it is. And therefore, even a person who has fulfilled his tachlis in his place, in his town, in what he's doing, but now you've become a magicheh, or now you've become a president of the business, and now you have employees under you, there's a whole new Yerushalayim, there's a whole new different shilas you have to be asking. And that's Tzedek Tzedek Tirulof in every situation. One of my favorite Ramoshes, Moshe Feinstein, is in this week's parasha. It's an unbelievable Ramosha. It's such a beautiful piece. We've said it, we've touched on it various different stages. We've never been into it in depth. The Apostle says like this: "V'lo yisokim l'cho matzeva, do not create a matzeva. Yeah, do not make a matzeva asher sonei Hashem alekecho." This is Perik Tezayin Pasuk Chof Beis. "V'lo yisokim l'cho matzeva, do not build for yourself a matzeva." What is a matzeva? Rashi says a matzeva is a single stone. Asher sonei Hashem alekech l'kodesh baruch hu hates, says Rashi. Lo yisokim l'cho matzeva, matzevas even achas. A matzeva is a single stone feature. L'hakriv aleho, to use that stone to be makriv afil l'shamayim, even if you're using that stone to makriv to shamayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu does not want a matzeva. Asher sonei, the HaKodesh Baruch Hu hates, says Rashi, Mizbeach avonim or mizbeach adomo tzivalasis. I don't want a matzeva. What did I tell you to make? A mizbeach made out of avonim or mizbeach made out of adama, but don't make a matzeva out of one single stone. The ezu sane that I hate. Why? Kichok hoysel kananim, because that was the fashion of the goyim to make a matzeva rather than a mizbeach. Va'afal pisha hoysel huva loy b'meiha avos, even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu loved a matzeva at the time of the avos. Achshav soneo, now I hate it. Ma'achesh asua elo chok lavidus chodim, because now it has become a chok for goyim to do that. Asks Rav Moshe a few questions. First of all, asks Rav Moshe, why does a Kodesh Baruch Hu hate a matzeva? You bring up a korban on it. What is stronger? What is going to last longer? A matzeva or a mizbeach? If you have a single stone, it's going to last much longer. You know, imagine you're trying to fit granite surfaces in your kitchen. Yeah, and the guy is coming, puts five different slabs down rather than one big slab. You take it back. First, it doesn't look nice. And second of all, it could fall to pieces much more. You want one big slab. And matzeva is one big stone. Get a huge stone. You've seen by the koisel? Yeah, they have these huge stones. Make it one single huge stone, and that's going to last for thousands of years like it has. And that's much better than making a few little things of stones which crumble after a while. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu hate it? A mizbeach is a bunch of little stones that can fall apart. Secondly, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu did love it at the time of the Ovos, what made him suddenly, no, doesn't like it anymore? I liked it at the time of the Ovos, now changed my mind. What is it, a matter of fashion? What's going on here? He liked it then, doesn't like it now. What's going on?
The Kananim ruined it.
So if you want to say that the Kananim copied us, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu dislikes it, the Kananim offer up Kabbalah on his Beiches too. It wasn't only, the Kananim did not only bring up Kabbalah on a Matzeva, they used Mizbeach as well. And it's fine, I mean, we bring Kabbalah up on a Mizbeach. So why is it Dafka? No, a Matzeva is no good, and a regular Mizbeach is good. Kananim do that on Mizbeiches too, and we can still carry on. And lastly, more than anything, if a Matzeva is so hated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what chutzpah do we have to respect a mace by making a matzeva? A matzeva is a single stone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like single stones. Why do we take a matzeva as a stone? And that is what Asher Soneh Hashem Alikach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates matzevas. He does not like single stones. He hates them. He loved it then, doesn't love it today. We take that single stone, and that's what we use to respect people that we love. And they can do nothing about it. Right, here lies Pliny Armoni, write a beautiful thing on it and make a matzeva. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like it, make little stones there, make it better. Says Rav Moshe like this, that there's a major chiluk between a matzeva and a mizbeach. A matzeva is a single stone. A single stone, granted, has an advantage of being far stronger. It's far stronger. The problem is with a single stone is that you can never build on it without it being recognized. It's there. That is what it is. It's a single stone. Nothing's going to be taken away for many, many years, but nothing can be added. And you're right, it's stronger, nothing can be taken away. But nothing can be added either. You don't add on anything to it. That's the way it is. It is stuck in that position. A mizbeach, on the other hand, can fall apart. A lot of it can be taken away. On the other hand, though, a mizbeach is meant to be easily added onto. There's a potential there to increase on it, on its width, on its breadth, on its height. It's something there to increase on, and therefore that's perfectly normal for it to be increased on. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Torah was given, the Ovos, the time of the Ovos, not the Ovos himself, the time of the Ovos, it was a wonderful thing if a person made himself into a matzeva. It was a wonderful thing if a person reached a level that they were so clear in the Avodas Hashem that they did not do any of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach wrong, and they were completely solid in their Madrega. So in other words, their whole life they reached to a stage at 70 years old. They're not going to change Bechlal. They're solid in that stage. And that's it. I'm not going to increase. I'm going to retire at the stage of keeping the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach perfectly. But I'm not going to look for anything new. That's fine. That's all I ask from you. That's how much say, that's all I ask. And at those times, before the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with that. In fact, it's better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it because nothing will fall apart. it's much stronger. Masha'in Kain, once a Torah is given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I hate a Matzeva. Because somebody who looks at himself and says, I'm fine where I am, I'm static, that is hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Yid has always got to look out for new opportunities. Has always got to see where can I grow. Always got to look for potential where I can do something I haven't yet done. A person cannot retire at age of 70 or 80 and say, Baruch Hashem, I am where I am. I'm going to make sure I don't slip. I'm not going to look for anything else new. Because by not looking for new things is the biggest hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Sonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. And therefore, before the Torah was given, there's no chiv to look out for new things. A matzeva is better than a mizbeach. But once the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael are not allowed to make a matzeva. We've always got to look for growth. For a goy, adarabba, make a matzeva. Be completely firm in your ideals. Don't move. Once you reach a stage of perfection, as far as you're concerned, fine. Don't have to look for new things. That's what you do. But that's a goysha musug. That's not Jewish. Jewish is always looking to grow, always looking to do more. And that is why we don't use a matzeva and do use a mizbeach. And therefore, when a person is niftar and a mace potim kol mitzvahs, what do? We celebrate his past with a matzeva. We put a stone saying, this is what this person represented. He has no chiv now to grow. He is potim kol mitzvahs. Even tchiras mason he won't be chayv mitzvahs. And therefore we make a matzeva because matzeva represents being static. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates nothing more than somebody who says, I'm fine, I've done this, I don't have to do anything else, I'm happy where I am. A Yid who is alive has always got to look out for growth. That is the difference between matzeva and mizbeach. There's a very, very beautiful piece in the Zayin Matira. How sensitive the Torah recognizes the failings of an individual. This is so typical of Zayin Matira. You know, it's the kind of posse you read through how many times, you don't see it, and it just, he brings it out and it's so poshut. The posuk says, in Perek Chof, posuk Hey. We talk about going out to make Choma. And we talk about the shoftim, the roshim of the heads of Klal Yisrael speaking to them, giving them an address. But divra shoftim al om lemo, the shoftim say to the nation, mi ha ish asher bona bayis chadosh, who is a person who built a new house, v'loi chanochoi and was not mechanech his house, in other words, did not, what's the correct word, didn't live inside it. Yeilech v'yosher lebeisri, go back home, penyomus b'mochom, perhaps you'll die, v'ish achi yechanechem, and somebody else will do it for you. Umiyo ish asher not a kerem. Who built a kerem? What is a kerem? A kerem api halacha is two vines facing each other, parallel, and one little vine at the end. Five vines. V'lei chiloloi, and was not poydred in the fourth year. Yelech v'yosh lebeisa, go back home. Penyomos b'chal, perhaps you'll dive ish achi chaleno, and somebody else will be mechalit for you. Umiyo ish asher eras isho, a person who got engaged to a woman. V'lei lokcho yelech v'yosh lebeisa, perhaps you'll die. And these people go home. Ask Zayin Matira, what's going on here? Who are these people, first of all? These people going out over here, the Pasuk carries on and says, Mir Isher Yor Varacha Levav. Who are these people who are afraid? You're dealing with Tamid Chachamim. The average person didn't even come out. You're dealing with Tamid Chachamim who didn't even. What Masich Das between Tfilin Sharosh and Tfilin Shalyad? Tfilin Shalyad, Tfilin Sharosh. You're dealing with Tamid Chachamim, right? These people are willing to give up life and limb for king and country. Yeah? They're willing to die. Anything it takes, they're going out to Milchama. And they know at any given time they can suffer, they can come back with limbs chopped off, they can come back dead, or not come back. And even if they're dead, it may never be buried. These people are giving up their life for Milchama. That's it. They know, and they're willing to do it. They have no problem doing that. They're brave, they're courageous, and out they go. But, says Apostle, if you've planted five vines, don't come out. Why? Because perhaps you'll die. And it says, Chaval, what a shame. I'm willing to give my life up. I'm worried about five vines. I'm willing to give up my life. So I haven't lived in my house. But what is a few vines connected to your life? And if I'm willing to give up my life, I'm not willing to give up a few vines. or my house, or even the Iris Isha. How can you compare one to the other? And you know, the Pasuk says, you're right, you have to go back home, and if you don't go back home, these people are Iva Lav. You're not allowed to go up to war. Why? Because it's too sad. It would just be too tragic. If the person dies, and he hasn't yet enjoyed his vine, that is just too tragic. It seems so trivial. It seems so unimportant. How can you compare one to the other? Says the Zayin Torah, there's two words that we're not focusing on. What are the two words? Maybe that doesn't matter. He doesn't care about maybe he'll die. He says, Ve'ish acher, another man yichal lenu. I'm going to build a vineyard, plant a vineyard, and another man is going to enjoy it. I'm going to build a house, and a different man is going to live in that house. I'm going to marry an ish, do Eris and Ish, and a different man will take her. That is what brings him back. Says it's not in the Torah. The fact that a person can die, he's not so worried about. But the fact that somebody else would enjoy something that I could not enjoy, that is more tragic than death itself. Kinah is worse than dying itself. The fact that somebody else would enjoy a vineyard that I could not enjoy, that is poshut too much. Dying, die. Fine. If a person didn't have a house, a person had a house already used, already had a vineyard that's already been, now he can die. I'm not worried about that. But to reach a stage where he can have a house, where the person is going to be so upset that the double whammy tragedy that this person died and somebody else had something that he didn't have, that kinna that is lying dormant inside him is just too much to allow him to go to the Mechoma. And he says, not only are regular people suffer by that, even the greatest people suffer by that. Yitzchak Avinu, he went, his father told him that he's going to die in the Akedah. And Yitzchak Avinu went with him. Later on, it's brought down in the Medrash. He says, Avi, Avi, twice. Why say Avi, Avi? Says the Medrash, the Sotan came to Yitzchak and says, do you know what? If you die, everything your mother's always prepared for you is going to go to the Yishmol. You know the Yishmol you hate? Everything is going to go to Yishmol. So the Pasuk says, Yitzchak didn't stop, he still went, but Ovi Ovi, he tried to be Ma'oyer Rachman to his father, maybe his father will not do the Akedah now. So Yitzchak is willing to allow himself to die, but when it comes to a little bit of kinna, that somebody else will get what's coming to me, that already he can't, Yitzchak Avinu can't take. And that is a sheichad. Leisikach sheichad. A person is so involved in his own life. If somebody else has something that I should have had, his whole mind can blow. And that's why it's tzedek tzedek tzedek. The apostle says in Mishli, "Bekosha kusha'ol kina." Kina is like Gehenim itself. Often you go to Din Torah, and you can hear within the Din Torah that the other side don't even mind if they lose, as long as the other side don't get it. He sometimes had massive machlekas within family, unfortunately, over a will. Who should get it? This side, that side. And at the end, what they're both happy about is that neither side should get it. Should be given to a tzedakah. And these people aren't necessarily about a tzedakah. The worst thing is that other person should win. And that's what Pasuk is saying over here. You know what? It's not so bad to die. But somebody else should get it, and I didn't get it. That is, a kinna itself is worse than Misa itself.
Because making a love and it's recognizing that it's an end.
Because ultimately the Torah recognizes the failings of an individual. The Torah is fully aware that this is lying dormant within an individual. I work in Yetzirah and a Hanami. We should. But the Torah knows that this is the koichus of kinna, is such an extent that a person's willing to die rather than have the other person. You know, road rage. Yeah, not allowing the person to drive on in front of you. I could be the person running off the road, or take a baseball bat and smash your whole car up. Or, but you know what? My ego, not allowing him to go in first, is more important than life itself. Play chicken. Yeah, it's more important that I show that I'm. He should not win. It doesn't matter about my life. That is a koyach of kinna.
That was true. Why stop at vineyards and wife and, let's say, dog or whatever? Why does it have to be these specific things? It should be anything.
Those are things that were valuable in those days. Those things that were. The Mishnah talks about it and say to exactly, even to what extent, what vineyard we're talking about, what house we're talking about. It's not every house. It was those things that are a status symbol, something that a person has a real serious attachment to.
What about, let's say, like a job or something?
Yeah. I'm sure what Shamsha Paul here says, the Huadin, the concept goes through other things. The limud is to learn the concept rather than the actual halachas. On the same note, Rosh Chassid Shinever says a Murid de Gavot. He says when you're making a king among yourself, the Pasuk says in Perik Zayin, Pasuk Tesvov, we'll finish with this. The Pasuk says, this is Murid de Gavot. He says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, place over yourself a Melech, Asher Yivcha Hashem Alekecha Boy Mekerev, yeah, so make a Melech that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose, Mekerev Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech. From amongst your brothers, make yourself a melech, which means not a nochri. Says apostle, lo sucha losei selecho ish nochri ashlo yechichahu. You cannot place on yourself an ish nochri ashlo yechichahu. Ask the chassid Shinever, why such repetition? Just say soim tosim alecha melech mekarav achecha. That's it. Make a melech from mekarav achecha. Soim tosim alecha melech mekarav achecha tosim alecha melech. You can't do ishnokri asher lo yachichahu. What's this tripling? What for? That's his kasha. My kasha. What's pshat losseis olecho? Put upon yourself. What's pshat losseis olecho? Pshat is like this. He says, logically, it would be far better to get a person who is a Jew and a person who knows the workings of the place than to get a nochri to run Klal Yisrael. There's no doubt. Better to get a mayor who lives in a town, who knows all the workings and the ins and outs of the town, than getting somebody a total stranger. So what's a Havamina? Why does the Torah even tell us, get a Yid, don't get a Goy? Obviously, he's running Klal Yisrael. You've got to know all the ins and outs, you've got to know all the politics of the different, this doesn't speak to this one, that you've got to know everything, we should to go to, we shall not to go to. Of course you get a melech like that. You should get a nochri, mechatesa. So he says, of course, logically that's correct. But naturally, Klal Yisrael will do everything, an individual Klal Yisrael will do anything to get a goy to be my melech rather than a person at my same level to give him that level of kavod. I don't mind a goy being a melech, having no complete not knowing his job, putting my even my life in danger, putting my country in danger, as long as a Jew on the same level as me should get the job and not me. Kinnah is worse than giving up my life. And that says apostle, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't put a nochri there. Work on yourself. Soim tosim olecho. Make yourself. Put him over you. Why should he get the job? Doesn't matter. It's min hashamayim. But don't allow your natural instincts. No, he's not good enough. Of course he's good enough. You go sometimes, there's a rov, then you want to get a new rov in a community. And there's some very, very fitting people in the community to take over the rabbanus of that community. And they know the area well, they know the shul well, they know the milus, they know the chasreinus. But nobody in town is willing to take that, or in that shul is willing to take that person as a rov. They've got to get somebody from the other side of the world. Why? Because if we're all in the same boat, and you shine now more than me, I can't take. Take a complete stranger, it's not competition, fine, get him over us. That's what Apostolic is telling us. Even a person who's willing to give up their life for the sake of kinnah, and that is why the parasha says, "Be so careful." Don't allow the shoychad of personal agenda of kinnah or anything else to in any way to disturb your judgment. And if you need to find out outside verification, tzedek tzedek tirdoif. Why? Because ultimately it's titan lecho. It's all about making yourself into a mensch, preparing yourself as a shen to come to Yom Hadin the way it should be.